33 RPM on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome to 33 RPM. I'm your host, Zach, and that was the unmistakable sound of The Cure with Let's Go to Bed. That tune was released as a standalone single back in November 1982, and that is still one of my favorite Cure singles right there. On the show this evening, I've got tracks for you from Pond, got something really cool from Beach Fossils, got something new from Mac DeMarco, a classic from Suicide, and lots more. So stay tuned right here on BFM 89.9. Okay, coming right up, the return of LCD Sound System now. 6 years after LCD Sound System played what was supposed to be their farewell concert, James Murphy and co, while they have shared two new songs from LCD Sound System's forthcoming comeback album. Now, the tracks have been released this week as a digital double A-side featuring the tracks American Dream and Call the Police. Now, whilst American Dream, well, it's a sprawling lo-fi kind of ballad, really cool stuff. Call the Police, well, it's the single standout track, if you ask me. It's the kind of arena-friendly anthem that only LCD System can do. Now, listening to this track, I can hear New Order in there, a bit of Brian Eno as well. Definitely Arcade Fire and U2 influences to the fore. Very cool stuff. Arena Rock LCD Sound System style. Anyway, great to have them back. So check it out, this LCD Sound System with Call the Police.
We'll be right back. attention and ask for more. I was excited to be part of your world, to belong, to be loved, to be mostly the two. But something I was standing for a reason at all. They hit me higher than a disco ball. But you talked, I'm gonna let you go. The Picasso, Michelangelo. Something by the shoes you wear. Shiny, shiny fingers on your wrists. And at the masquerade ball, you trapped in a vault and an empty aquarium. Suddenly you're out of the woods. Inside of an alley, you're out of words. When I thought it was radium at first. Just because of you, do you think I have to go through? Is it so bad? Is it so true? We're all to blame, their lies and moral consequences. We studied at the end of a line to end up giving up your cup of kiss. When you taught me to let you go, no more core on the atoll. Something about how you learn. Kamikaze in a hopeless world. Do you remember the last time you laughed and I laughed and you lived all alone? Bend me on the lonely other side of the world. With a couple of guys and no alphabet. Two and two together will make it last forever. Just because of you.
Excellent stuff there. That was Phoenix with their new single, a strutting and synth-speckled cut called J-Boy. That's the lead track from their forthcoming album, Te Amo. That's the band's first album in 4 years, and that's due to drop on the 9th of June. Now, the French indie pop outfit, well, they have offered up more details on Te Amo, which guitarist Lauren Brankovich has likened to summer and Italian discos. The bankrupt follow-up, well, it is heavily inspired by the band's romanticized vision of Italy, built around simple, pure emotions, love, desire, lust, and innocence, according to the band's press release. Anyway, Phoenix, well, they're due to play Malaysia, of course, upcoming Good Vibes Festival. That's definitely worth checking out, if you ask me. Okay, off to a break now, but when we return, tracks for you from Suicide, Digital 21 plus Stefan Allstar, as well as the Human League. So stay tuned right here on BFM 89.9.
Put your hand in a parting wave. Pass around.
Excellent stuff. That was the Human League there with a track called Sound of the Crowd. That's taken from Human League's 1980 smash hit album Dare. That's a new romantic classic long player right there. Okay, coming up next, Digital 21 and Stefan Alsdahl. That is the new electronic project of Placebo co-founder and bassist Stefan Alsdahl, along with Miguel Lopez Mora, aka Digital 21. He's a Spanish musician, producer, and video artist. He's performed festivals such as Benicassim, Sona. He's also active on the DJ scene as well as the video and ballet scenes. Fantastic stuff. Anyway, following on from their acclaimed debut EP Rebellion, Digital 21 and Stefan Alsdahl, well, they have released a new single. This one sounds really cool, kind of like My Bloody Valentine played on electronic instruments. This one features Kyoto native dream pop artist Cushy on vocals. So check it out. This is Digital 21 plus Stefan Alsdahl featuring Cushy with a track called Symmetry.
Again, all your life. America, America's killing its youth. just like you.
Ah, fantastic stuff. That was Suicide with Ghost Rider. That's taken from Suicide's eponymous first album release way back in 1977 by Red Star Records. Some truly groundbreaking stuff for you there. Okay, we're off another break now, but when we return, tracks for you from Mac DeMarco and Daywave, so keep it locked right here on BFM 89.9. Really cool stuff. That was Daywave, the musical persona of Cali indie singer-songwriter Jackson Phillips. Now, that was a tune called Promises, and Promises appears on Daywave's brand new album, The Days We Had, which is out now. Tell you what, nice bit of indie pop there. Kind of reminds me of a modern version of the old C86 jangly indie pop bands we had back in the day. And that one, well, it kind of sounds not unlike the drums, really, which is very cool indeed. Okay, coming up next, a tune from Mac DeMarco's forthcoming album, This Old Dog. That's due out on the 5th of May via Captured Tracks. Now, This Old Dog, that's Mac DeMarco's third full-length release, and it was written after he moved from New York to Los Angeles. And I tell you what, it's a really enjoyable listen, intimate and honest. Well, This Old Dog sounds to me like Mac DeMarco's most essential chapter thus far. So check it out. Here's Mac DeMarco with a chilled out track taken from his forthcoming new album, This Old Dog. This is a tune called One More Love Song.
this time. Turns out all you found is one more.
Send it on.
That was Perth psych rock four-piece Pond there with a track taken from their forthcoming new album, The Weather. That was a tune called Paint Me Silver. Now, Tame Impala, main man, well, he produced The Weather in his studio in Perth. And I tell you what, Pond, they've been quick to praise his influence all over their seventh album. The Weather, well, I reckon it's one of Pond's best albums to date. I really like the whole laid-back style that Kevin Parker has brought over from Tame Impala into Pond, without losing any of the band's edginess. Okay, coming up next, Brooklyn's Beach Fossils. Here they are with the new single to be lifted from their forthcoming new album, Somersault. That's due to drop on the 2nd of June. Somersault, well, it is the band's third album and it is set to feature guest appearances from Cities Aviv and Slow Dive singer Rachel Goswell as well. This is really cool, so check it out. Beach Fossils with a tune called Down the Line.
Written on the concrete.
Really cool stuff. That was Art Punk Quartet Pill. Now, not the band John Lydon formed after the Sex Pistols, but a new band from New York who spelled their name with a double L, you know, like a tablet. Anyway, that was a track from Pill's debut album Consequence called Speaking Up. Now, the No Wave-inspired Brooklyn post-punks, I think they're pretty cool. Really love their unconventional style as well. Really makes them stand out from the pack. Okay, we've come to the end of the show now. I hope you've enjoyed it. Just want to give our Facebook page a mention, facebook.com/BFM33RPM. Alternatively, write me directly here at the show. Send in your thoughts to feedback@BFM.my. Okay, playing us out, Bauhaus. This is their last commercially released single, lifted from their fourth studio album, Burning From the Inside. This is a fitting end for a great band, so until next time, take it away, Bauhaus. She's in parties.
It's in the can.
free medium? BFM 89.9.